So just for a few minutes, I wanted to read something about the Avatar Declaration Day. It's actually the 20th of October, since today's the 16th. Today's the day that we'll just read about it a little bit. We have our service project for that day, with that collecting all of the things for the animal shelter. But I didn't know before I read this too much detail about how Baba declared that he was the Avatar. And it was so interesting, because even though it's a little bit long, but it's testament to his personality too, how he was a little bit of a jokester, but how determined he was at age 14. Not many 14-year-olds have that determination. So I was really fascinated by that. So this says, the 20th of October every year is celebrated as the Avatar Declaration Day. It is on this historically significant day in the year 1940 that the young lad Satyanarayana Raju revealed to the world his divine identity and the glorious mission on which he has come. The following lines capture the events on that epic day. Satyanarayana started for school as usual. However, within a few minutes, he returned to his house. Standing on the outer doorstep, he cast aside the books he was carrying and called out, "I'm no longer your Satya, I am Sai." His sister-in-law came from the kitchen, only to be blinded by the splendor of the halo around Baba's head. He addressed her. He said, "I'm going. I don't belong to you. Maya or delusion has gone. My bhaktas or devotees are calling me. I have my work. I can't stay here any longer." When his brother hurried home on hearing all this, Baba only told him, "Give up all your efforts to quote-unquote cure me. I am Sai. I do not consider myself related to you." In spite of repeated pleas, Satya would not step into that building ever again. He moved into the garden of Excise Inspector Sri Anjaneyulu's bungalow and sat on a rock in the midst of the trees. People came into the garden from all directions, bringing flowers, fruits, incense, and camphor to worship him. The garden resonated with the voices of hundreds singing bhajans and following the lines of the first prayer that Sri Satya Sai taught them, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustara Bhava Sagara Taranam, which translates to, "O mind, meditate on the feet of the Guru, which will take you across the wearisome sea of samsara or worldly existence." To celebrate this landmark event in Baba's life, the Avatar Declaration Day is celebrated every year with devotion and gratitude. And this is what he said about it in 2002. He recalled his childhood days and shared with everyone his very early years. This is a small excerpt from there. "The Corporation Commissioner of Bellary and his wife played host to us for 3 days. They took us to the temple in the nearby Hampi Kshatra. He and his wife told me to remain outside the temple and keep a watch over their belongings as they would go inside to have darshan of the deity. I readily agreed and remained outside. As soon as they entered the temple, to their utter astonishment, they found me standing inside the sanctuary where the deity is supposed to be standing. Raju could not believe his eyes. He thought, 'Why did he come here when I told him specifically to remain outside and take care of our belongings?' He at once came out of the temple, only to find me standing there. He again went inside and found me there also. Still, he wasn't convinced. He told his wife, 'You go outside and keep a watch over Satya. Do not allow him to go anywhere. Meanwhile, I will go inside and see whether he's still there.' She did accordingly. He again saw a smiling Satya standing in the sanctuary. The corporation commissioner was also a witness to all this. He recognized my divinity. When they came out of the temple, he caught hold of his brother's hands and said, 'Raju, do not be under the impression that Satya is your brother. He is not an ordinary person. You are deluded seeing his physical form. There is divine power in him.' We came back to the commissioner's house, had our food there, and started our return journey back. The commissioner wanted to give me a gift. He said that he would get 4 pairs of shorts and shirts stitched for me. I firmly told him that I would not accept even one. Then his wife suggested that a gold collar pin would be an appropriate gift for me. In those days, it was a matter of prestige for children to wear a collar pin. He immediately bought me a gold collar pin, and put it on the collar of my shirt. I protested. Under any circumstances, I never accepted anything from others, but they insisted that I accept the gift. He said that my refusal to accept the gift would amount to showing disrespect to the commissioner, so I obeyed him. After returning from there, I was going to school wearing the collar pin. The pin dropped on the way and could no longer be traced. A major change took place in me. Worldly attachment left me in the guise of a collar pin. I decided to embark on my mission to alleviate the sufferings of all my devotees.
Beautiful. Thank you.
آیدا الان یه چیزی خون در مورد روز اواتار. روز ده چیز 20 اکتبر سال 1940 بابا به همه گفت که من دیگه ساتیای شما نیستم. من سایم.
ساتیا هم از آیدا میخوان که ادامه ترجمه رو سریع خودش انجام بده.
در سن 14 سالگی
You need to do it.
در سن 14 سالگی بابا از کتاباشو برمیداره که بره مدرسه، ولی میگه که برمیگرده چند دقیقه بعد دوباره خونهشو، میگه که من دیگه مدرسه نمیرم، کتاباشو میریزه رو زمین، میگه که من دیگه بچه های شما نیستم، من کاری که دارم خیلی مهمتر از این چیزاست. میگه که من دیگه ساتیا نیستم، من اسمم سای هست. زن برادرش میاد از آشپزخونه بیرون، فقط میبینه که تمام نوری که دور سر بابا پیچیده تقریبا داره کورش میکنه. بابا بهش میگه من دارم میرم، من دیگه مال شما ها نیستم، مایا دیگه از بین رفته، تمام دیووتی طرف دارم، تمام پیروانم دارن صدام میکنم، کار دارم، دیگه نمیتونم اینجا بمونم. وقتی که برادرش میاد خونه که بهش میگه که این کار رو نکن، میگه که خواهش میکنم تمام سعیتو نکن که بخوای منو شفا بدی، من سای هستم، من خودمو اصلا فکر نمیکنم که دیگه با تو فامیل هستم. هرچقدر که سعی میکنن که این کار نکنه هنوز میره. میرن خونه، میرن یه جایی که تمام
عبادتگاه
که یه مجسمه هندی هستش که میخواستن عبادت بکنن. بعد ساتیا بابا رو میذارن بیرون، خودشون میرن تو که احترامشون رو نشون بدن به این دیتی هندی، ولی وقتی که میرن تو میبینن که بابا تو هم هست.
It's not a hard story. I don't understand why you guys are having so much problem. این میگن این چیز کیف و ایناشون رو میذارن بیرون عبادتگاه، میگن که ساتیا تو مراقب این اجناس ما باش، ما میریم تو عبادت کنیم. وقتی میرم میبینم بابا تو وایستاده، میگن میان بیرون میبینم بابا بیرونم هست، میگم مگه ما به تو نگفتیم نه یا تو بیرون باش؟ بعد اون شوهره به زنش میگه ببین من میرم تو توی مسجد یا هرچی عبادت با تو بیرون باش که مراقب باش که نه یا تو. این میره تو میبینه سعی بابا اونجاست، اونم که بیرون بوده بابا رو میبینه، بابا میگه ببین دیگه منو توی جس نمیتونی نگه داری، من همه جا حاضرم. این داستانه.
بعد چیز آخرش رو بگم که به بابا یه کادوی طلا میدن، مثل
کالر پن
به فارسی رو یقه.
آره سنجاق یقه
طلایی. میگن که اگه که نمیشه باید نگه داری، به خاطر اینکه اگه پس بدی بی احترامیه. میگه نه نه
خواسته قبول کنه،
میگه من نمیخوام. بعد بالاخره قبول کرد فقط به خاطر اینکه اونا رو خوشحال کنه. ولی وقتی که داشته راه میرفته اون سنجاق میفته پایین و میگه که اون موقع یه چیز خیلی بزرگی در وجود من عوض شد، تمام اونسای دنیاوی از دست من از بین رفت، مثل همون سنجاقی که افتاد رو زمین. و تصمیم گرفتم که وابستگی ها از وجود من رفت بیرون همون موقع که اون سنجاق افتاد رو زمین. و تصمیم گرفتم که میشنم. What's my mission? مأموریتم رو شروع کنم که تمام زجر هر چیز تمام دیواتی دوباره چی بود؟
پیروانم
رو از بین ببرم.
As long as you think that there is something higher than yourself, you are steeped in ignorance. There is nothing higher in the world than yourself. But belief in the existence of such a power is creation of your mind. تا زمانی که فکر میکنید که چیزی بزرگتر و بلند مرتبه تر از خودتان وجود دارد، در غفلت افتاده اید. هیچ چیزی در این دنیا بلند مرتبه تر از خودتان نیست. اما باور به وجود چنان قدرتی خالق و به وجود آورنده ذهن شماست. As long as you think that there is something higher than yourself, you are steeped in ignorance. There is nothing higher in the world than yourself. But belief in the existence of such a power is creation of your mind. So when I read this code, it was like a big, big question mark for me. So that's how I brought this code to talk about. So, and Baba talked about the first thing is that, what is that yourself, which there is nothing higher than that.
That was your question.
سفید میگه که وقتی من این کوت رو خوندم یه سوال بزرگی داشتم در موردش و به این دلیل رو بردمش امروز. این خود که اینجا گفته میشه که هیچی از این خود بالاتر نیست چیه؟
And Baba talks about and says that as long as you think that there is something higher than yourself, you are steeped in ignorance. There is nothing higher in the world than yourself. But believe in the existence of such a power is creation of your mind. So, and then I was confused when I read this, so that's, I really want everybody to share what you think about this, and if you have anything out of your experience, so please share with us. For me, it was like, I still don't know who I am, but I try to find out who I am not, and then leave of those. That I'm not this body, or I'm not this mind. It's for me, like, when I read even this code, it was like a reverse engineering. من میگم که برای من خیلی این کود خیلی توش سوال بود و خیلی برام عمیق بود. اینکه واقعا درک اون خود که هیچ چیزی بالاتر از اون نیست. وقتی بابا راجعش صحبت میکنه و دیدم من نمیدونم که من کیم. یا چی هم، ولی دارم سعی میکنم تو این راه که اینو بفهمم که چی نیستم. شاید مثل یه مهندسی معکوس، مثل برعکس رفتنش باشه، از اینکه ببینم اون چیزهایی که نیستم رو بندازم.
This is really hard for me because I see Guru and Sadguru as a lot higher than myself. So it's kind of conflicting for me because I see them as so big that I can't, yeah, it's hard for me.
But don't you think that when you're talking about myself, that you're referring to this body, so of course Guru is higher than this body?
Yeah.
But maybe that yourself, it's not the little self that we talk about it.
Maybe that's right.
Yeah, for me, I've learned how to
آیدا میگه که این کود برای من خیلی سخته چون من هنوز گروه رو از خودم بزرگتر میدونم. سپید میگه آره، اگه خود رو به عنوان بدن و جسم بشناسی، آره گروه بزرگتره، ولی این خودی که اینجا داره گفته میشه شاید یه چیزی دیگه است. چیه؟
For me, when I practice my tools, the given tools that Baba and Satyam have given me, like stop, just be, or any other tools, trusting the promise, immediately takes me to the depth of my heart, and it gives me joy, and that's the time that it stops me from going with thoughts. I don't know, maybe that joy, the thing that happens in my heart is called self. The contentment that I get from that. Because when I go with my mind, with thoughts, one second I'm happy or I'm sad, the next time I'm unhappy or happy. So that it changes. So to me, that's not the higher power. Something that changes, and it's not giving me the joy.
گاوی میگه که وقتی که ابزارهامو استفاده میکنم، ابزارهایی که بابا به من داد و ساتیان به من داد، وقتی که استاپ میکنم، وقتی که هستم، وقتی که روی قول وای میسم و اعتماد میکنم، میرم به عمق قلبم و رضایت و خوشی احساس میکنم، دیگه با ذهنم و افکارم نمیرم و این رضایت فکر کنم شاید همون خود باشه. اما اگه با ذهنم برم، بعضی وقتا خوشحالم، ثانیه بعدش غمگینم، هی بالا پایینی داره، هی تغییر میکنه و این تغییرها به نظر من نمیتونن اون الهیت بالاتر باشن، نمیتونن قدرت بالاتر باشن.
I think this quote is really simple because when it says yourself, definitely immediately I think first myself, which myself? It is Baba? It's talking about Baba? No, definitely not that little poor Baba. Definitely that's not the highest thing. Yeah, it's not the highest being. Baba is talking about the highest being, which is only one. I'm not saying that achieving this wisdom is easy, but that yourself, that Baba is talking about, is, I think, is definitely that self.
So how do you connect that? Then Baba says that if you see, that is simple. So Baba says that if you believe that that is the creation of your mind, how can you connect these two?
Because when I imagine something beside that self, I start the duality in my world. Then it's the start of the mind and all the thoughts. من گفتم که به نظر من این خیلی خیلی واضحه، نه اینکه خیلی راحت باشه به دست آوردن و حفظ کردن این خرد، ولی اینی که مسلما بابا اگه میگه که خود، مثلا من وقتی میگم خودم، مسلما در مورد بابک و این بدن و این ذهن بابک صحبت نمی کنه، مسلما در مورد خود و خود اصلی صحبت میکنه. مسلما داشتن و نگه داشتن و بودن با اون خرد و نشستن اون خرد خیلی سخته، ولی خود کد واضحه به نظرم. بعد سرده میگه که پس ارتباطش با این که مثلا اگر که چیزی فکر کنی بالاتر از این خود هست، شروع بکنی به وجود آوردن ذهن، ارتباطش چیه؟ من میگم، من فکر میکنم وقتی که چیزی رو ورای این خود و جدای این خود میبینم، بلافاصله شروع میکنم به دیدن دوگانگی و میشه اول تمام افکار و ذهن.
I'm having a hard time believing.
Yeah.
At the same time, the part that I'm having a hard time believing is there's nothing higher in the world than yourself, which I'm having a hard time digesting.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm going like this where Baba says all are one. So when I think of the word all are one, that's just everything. Guru, God, yourself, you, me, everybody, all are one. That's the only thing
that's
coming in my
everybody
mind.
That's
it's like all are one. So when you think, say, the one, it's like there is no you, me, or yourself. But so I'm kind of going like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
I think this
understanding.
Is the capital S. This is the self.
Self, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think.
کامو میگه که منم برام سخت باور کردن اینه که چیزی از خودم بالاتر نیست، یعنی گروه از من بالاتر نیست. اما بعد به حرف بابا یاد میادم، حرف بابا رو یاد میارم که میگه همه یکی هستیم. همه یکی هستیم یعنی همه چیز یکه، یعنی به غیر از این یک چیزی وجود نداره. گروه، خدا، خود، همه یک. من بین این دوتا موندم. من گوپی میگه که من فکر میکنم این خودی که میگه گفته میشه خود با خود بزرگه، نه خود کوچیک.
من یادم میاد I remember one time I asked him what does love all serve all mean means like loving everybody serving everybody and she said when you love yourself the self that means loving all. And that was really, I mean, it's huge realization for me when she said it.
گوپی میگه من یادم یه بار از ساتیان پرسیدم که همه رو دوست داشته باش و به همه خدمت کن یعنی چی؟ یعنی واقعا همه رو دوست داشته باش، همه به همه خدمت کن. و ساتیان گفت وقتی که خودتو دوست داری، خودو دوست داری، یعنی داری به همه عشق میدی.
I just have to say one last thing. Where I'm standing, like the way Satyam Jun has taught us, like where I am at the skyscraper, I still can't see, like there's still higher.
I think this code is bringing an elephant in this room and asking people blindfolded what do they think it is, because none of us or should be discussing this code, to be honest with you, because it's all hearsay and it's all concept. A code like this has to be realized, cannot be discussed. Discussion on a code like this brings confusion and concept that it isn't the truth at all. So each person touched the elephant and said something. But what good is it? So you go, you know, you go home, and what is the benefit of thinking that the trunk is a thing? And I think this code is very potent if you have had the taste. Otherwise, is touching the elephant blindfolded. Kumud said the best part of it, says, I want to believe it, but it's hard. Of course it is hard, because if the taste is not there, you can only imagine how the food is tasting. And what good is it? Does it satisfy your hunger? Does it bring benefit? Can you serve your imagination to others? Can you fill up your guest's stomach with this imaginary touch? I would say for this code to be realized, a lot of things have to be realized. Just put everybody out of their misery tonight.
Well, thank you.
And not confuse my father, who is a believer of God. I can see he's boiling there.
I was about to jump off the skyscraper.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? ساتیان میگه که این کوت رو امشب آوردن و در موردش حرف زدن مثل اینه که یه دونه فیل رو بذاریم وسط اتاق و ما همه چشم بپوشیم به فیله دست بزنیم بگیم من تصور میکنم که اینه یا اونه. فقط کانسپت میاره و کانسپتی که حقیقت نداره. این یه کوتیست که باید درش بشه، نه که در موردش حرف بزنیم، چون حرف بزنیم فقط گیج میشیم. هر کی میتونه به این فیلد دست بزنه و یه چیزی بگه، ولی حسنش چیه، منفعتش چیه. این کوت خیلی بزرگه، ولی اگر مزدش رو نکرده باشی داری مثل یه کوری که داری به این فیلد دست میزنی. کومو بهترین حرف رو زد، گفت میخوام باور کنم ولی سختمه. خب معلومه که سخته، چون ما اینو مزه نکردیم، فقط میتونیم تصور کنیم که مزهش چیه و تصور یه مزه شکم کیروش سیر میکنه. ما اگه بخوایم اینو درک کنیم، این کوت رو درک کنیم، خیلی چیزها رو اول باید درک کنیم. بذار من زجر همه تون رو امشب کم کنم. مخصوصا بابای خودم که عاشق خداونده و داره میجوشه.
نه مثل این که یک کور دیگر هدایت
کنه. این که باید گاد
لیسن تو می
یو سی دات ای بیبی ایز بور وید ا کانسر بوی. You know, it is something in the universe or God or Sai Baba or something that you better just not go deep into it. If you go too deep into it, you lose your belief. You know, that's my case. I love God and I worship God, but sometimes I am confused.
What an honest man.
وقتی که به خداوند فکر میکنی، بعد مثلا یه بچه به دنیا میاد، سرطان داره، مریض میشه، خب یه چیزی در خداوند بود، در
شک میکنی
جهان بود.
آره، میگه که بهتره اینه که من خودم شخصی دوست ندارم زیاد عمیق باشم، دلم میخواد فقط خدا رو بپرستم و زیاد تو کاراش دخالت نکنم. فیس والیو. That was the loop of my life. Yes. Beautiful. Well, I think we should finish our study circle with a word of wisdom. Just love God and leave everything alone for now.
یا میگم شب سادی سرکرمونو با یه ذر خیرت تموم کنیم. عاشق خداوند باش و چیزای دیگه رو ول کن.
تمرین درک آزادی.
Practice.
Okay,
practice.
Everything is okay.
Understanding, freedom.
Om Jai Jagadish Mahadev.